Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time now for our weekly conversation with Cowboys COO Stephen Jones right here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon. We're all just hanging in here trying to focus on football.
Man, 2.5 weeks away now. I guess 2 weeks from tonight we have the opener. So it's close enough now that you can see it on the horizon. That's pretty exciting.
Well, it's unbelievable that it's that close. I mean, it just feels like it's been an unbelievable journey, which it has been, to get this close and to get to this point. And I know the players are starting to get to that point. I was talking to Coach McCarthy today, and he said you're starting to get to that point in camp where they're tired of going against one another. They're ready to, see some different color jerseys. So certainly, they're going to get through that sooner than later.
So have you guys talked about what happened across pro sports last night and into today? Hockey, baseball, the NBA, MLS, boycotting games. And what's your reaction to that, Stephen?
Well, it's you're certainly aware of it. I mean, we're obviously tremendous sports fans. And, you know, what's going on out there is just unprecedented these times. All the challenges that we have, continue to pop up, whether, as we all know, the pandemic, whether it's the forest fires in California, the hurricanes in the Gulf, and then, of course, this tremendous challenge we have with social injustice. Certainly, my heartfelt prayers go out to the Blake family and Jacob Blake, and, you know, that's just so disturbing and difficult to see this happen. And we don't have answers. You're not going to have answers overnight, but we certainly have respect for the decisions leagues make, organizations make. They're all different, they're all made up differently, and certainly everybody's doing what they feel is the right thing to do. To it's this has to stop at some point, and we've got to certainly bring the awareness of what's going on to the forefront.
Was there any talk of canceling today's practice?
No, with our schedule, we get started early around here, and no thought on that I was aware of.
Stephen Jones here with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, on to the practices and what's been going on there, Stephen. CeeDee Lamb, we threw a party when you guys picked him live on the air, and it was a lot of fun. And some people worried about a rookie learning curve at wide receiver and things like that. What, when you're looking at him practice, does that look like a rookie?
No, not at all. He's obviously as excited as we all were when he was sitting there and we were able to select him. I think he's exceeded all expectations. He's got, I think, rare football IQ. It just comes so natural to him, whether it's his route running and his feel for the game, whether it's catching the ball, whether it's his, ability to accelerate after the catch. Everything just seems to click with him. And I know certainly his teammates have enjoyed him. He's super, super competitive, works super hard. And, I just can't say enough nice things about him. It's just we're so fortunate that he ended up being there for us, and I think he's going to make a big, big difference in our offensive football team, and for that matter, even special teams. It's not going to surprise me to see him back there potentially helping in the return game as well.
Stephen, when it's so unusual right now that you have your scouts, there are no games to evaluate, and I know you're one of these guys. You always talk about player personnel is a 24/7 job. And so how difficult is it for your planning for potential for not only your own cuts, but maybe looking at some other rosters and stuff? You always like to churn the bottom of your roster and bring guys in. How difficult is that going to be going forward now that you don't have a real view of these teams and these players?
Well, you can't change what you don't have, Brian. It is what it is, and we're not going to have any updated tape on these guys other than what we had in college and how we put up our boards. So, you know, I think, you know, under Will's leadership, he's really working our scouting department to really go back in and, you know, really study, you know, the players again in terms of who might come available and kind of where we had them ranked. And, you know, the guys that we may have had close calls on and, you know, in college free agency or, you know, guys that we liked in the draft that got picked in front of us. I mean, those are all be the exercises that we have to do because you can't change anything about not having any tape on them. So we'll certainly do. We'll unturn every stone of just making sure, you know, when these players come up that we've done our homework.
I saw the Bills GM saying they basically have their pro scouts assigned to track what beat writers are saying and the news that comes out of practice on if players have good days or not. Do you guys count on sort of relationships either with your scouts or with you guys with other teams to try to get a feel for what's going on in other camps?
Yeah, you use everything. I mean, that's, you know, certainly, you know, media, y'all have done a great job of really – knowing the game, and you certainly pay attention to some of that in terms of what's being said about other players, and you know, and then in this business, you can get information, you know, by being out there and having conversations with their counterparts on other teams. So, you know, for instance, have told our guys to be extra careful about the information that they're sharing because they're not going to have tape on these guys. And, you know, the last thing they're going to have seen is what they had available to them on their college tape when you talk about these first-year players. Now, obviously, there'll be players that have, you know, been in the league that, you know, have been in for a year, been on a practice squad, those type of things that we'll certainly have to refresh on as well. But I've got all the confidence in the world. Will understands what's going on here just like he did the draft. No, you can't do anything about it, so you come up with all your techniques to be as good as you possibly can be in terms of evaluating players that might be available to us when we cut down to 53.
Steven, I'm going to ask you a question about Jerry. And it, you know, we're so fortunate to have both you and your father on the station weekly, and we appreciate that. But there appears to be a really strong resolve with him right now about this season and going forward with the season and fighting through things. Is this something that is you've seen even more passion from him this season about with all the things going on, or is this something that you just normally you expect from Jerry?
This is Jerry. I mean, this is him at his finest when, you know, you have you know, you have adversity, you have challenges. You know, that's what he's always taught me. That's when you find out who your best people are. And, you know, he certainly is very accepting of the challenge and, you know, wants to make the most of it. And the only way to do that is, you know, hit it head on and then get creative about how we're going to get through this aspect of it. There's going to, you know, be things that you can't change. And, you know, his mantra with us is to put even more pressure on the organization to be better. And we've got to be better for our fans. We've got to be more creative for our fans. We've got to be better for our staff, our players, our employees. We've got to be at our best in these unprecedented times. As I mentioned when we started the show, everybody has challenges, both at work, at home, all the things that people are having to deal with, and we want to do everything and anything we can to be the very best we can in these challenging times.
Okay, has everything and anything this week up to this point involved a conversation with Earl Thomas or his people?
Well, we don't comment on things like that. We found that it probably works better not to say anything till either it's not a point anymore, or we have him like Everson Griffin wearing a Cowboy helmet. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to pass on responding to that one.
It sure did sound like Jerry was maybe fishing around to get him to call or something on Monday, so I just thought I'd check in there, Stephen.
Well, I missed that conversation, so I'll take you at your word.
All right.
Now, Stephen, I've heard different players kicking around the idea of 3,000-yard receivers on this team. Now, none of that matters. All we care about is wins, but I'm wondering, why aren't we giving Blake Jarwin his proper respect and saying 4,000-yard pass catchers?
Well, I'm right there with you. I think Blake Jarwin has had an amazing camp. And, you know, obviously, he's right there, top handful of all-time favorite Cowboys is Jason Witten. But it was hard to be a tight end in this organization when 82 was around. And certainly he's getting to spread his wings now, and whether it's Coach McCarthy, the offensive staff, his teammates, he keeps showing up out there. I don't know how much you guys have been able to get out to see any of the practices, but he's just he's really coming into his own. And, you know, nothing would surprise me with him in terms of what his production could be this year. And he just keeps getting better. His rapport with Dak's outstanding. And I really think, you know, he's got a chance to be a – you know, just step right in there and be a really good, if not great, tight end for us.
Stephen, is there something you've learned about Mike McCarthy that you didn't know about him going into this?
Well, you learn a lot. I mean, when you're around people, the biggest thing with Mike is he's just a ball coach. He's just has such respect. He's very transparent. He's very genuine. I see it in our players' eyes how much respect they have for him. Obviously, when you look at his career, what he's been able to accomplish as a Super Bowl champion, been to multiple championship games, he's got the skins on the wall. But yet, when you see him coach, when you see him lead this team, you know why he's had success. And I just think, even in these times like this, the way he's interacted with our players and, obviously are very challenging for the individuals on this football team and staff members and things that they're going through. He's just got a great feel for, I think, what this team needs. And, you know, it's even better than I would have ever dreamed it would be. And I just think he could, you know, at the end of the day, you talk about all the good players we have, but his leadership as the head coach could, you know, be a huge difference maker in terms of us taking the next step.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Stephen. I have just one question left here. That this week the commissioner said the NFL was wrong for not listening to Colin Kaepernick and other players earlier. Do you guys agree with that?
I'm not going to comment on that at this point. I mean, obviously, everybody, I have respect for what everybody has to say about any of these situations. Everybody has their own way of getting their hands around it. It's obviously a big challenge. And as I said, every organization, every office, every place looks at it a little different, including whether you're the NFL or you're an individual club. Everybody has their views on different things. So certainly have respect for everybody's opinions and views, but probably as far as I'd go with that.
Well, we appreciate you answering our questions, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. There we go. Stephen Jones with us on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.